Politicians routinely refer to democracy as being glorious and noble, but every now and then we're reminded democracy can also be a pain in the election canvas. Last night, the District of Columbia Election Board ruled that Washington Mayor Anthony Williams' name cannot appear on the Democratic primary ballot. Most of the campaign workers who accumulated the 10,000 signature on the mayor's petitions for re-election apparently violated election laws. They violated those laws by signing people's names on petitions willy-nilly to earn a dollar a signature, including the names of UN Secretary General Kofi Annan, British Prime Minister Tony Blair, and actor Kelsey Grammer. Who knew that Fraser Crane was so interested in politics? Now, Mayor Williams will still almost certainly be re-elected. No one's running against him, although Tony Blair for mayor now has a nice ring. Mr. Williams can run a write-in campaign or try to collect another 3,000 legitimate signatures to run as an independent. But both of those options are embarrassments for a politician who's presented himself as a shrewd, principled, and reliable city manager. Mayor Williams, at least, has the grace to say he's embarrassed. Another petition campaign has been going on this summer. Cuban President Fidel Castro has dispatched government workers across his island to get every adult in Cuba to sign a petition declaring Cuba's socialist system to be eternal and untouchable. The government says that 8 million people, 99% of Cuba's electorate, have already signed. No reports whether anyone signed Tony Blair or Kelsey Grammer's names, but I'll make a bold prediction. No one will check. Elections in Cuba tend to be as scarce as snow, a circumstance that might sound appealing at the moment to Mayor Williams. President Castro began his campaign after a dissident engineer named Oswaldo Paya got 11,200 Cubans to sign a petition calling for their government to grant Cubans free speech and free elections. There's a clause in the Cuban Constitution that requires a referendum when someone presents more than 10,000 signatures, but President Castro contends that his 8 million signatures make any elections unnecessary. Now, why would President Castro be shy about any election? He's wielded unstinted state power for 43 years. His name and image have been persistently heroized. Candidates like Anthony Williams clamor for name recognition. People in Cuba invoke the name Fidel more than they say Gesundheit. As a gesture of neighborliness, the United States has recently sent hurricane assistance and medical supplies to Cuba. Maybe Mr. Castro can now return the favor by sending Mayor Williams a few thousand signatures.